A massive shortage of rental properties in Wellington is fueling record price increases, with the median weekly rent cracking the $600 mark for the first time ever last month. A tenants' advocacy group says high housing costs around the country show an urgent need for rent controls. Ruth Hill reports.
Second-year Victoria University student Zaid Parsett and four mates have been looking for a flat since November, with no luck. Coming from halls of residence last year, they can't supply references from previous landlords, which is a distinct disadvantage.
Someone with 2 years of planning experience is going to look better on paper as well, which just makes it even more difficult for, you know, newcomers in the game to try and even get a place to live.
With just over a month until lectures start, he and his friends are feeling increasingly nervous.
It's kind of gotten to the point in the market where it's like, well, we just need a place to live, and everyone starts copping up. Like, one of my mates is paying, she's paying, what, $280? You know, and it's actually ridiculous. $280 is criminal.
Trade Me's latest rental price index shows rents in Wellington City have jumped 6.2%, or $35 a week, from the year before. The head of Trade Me Property, Aaron Clancy, says the most popular rental property in New Zealand last month was a two-bedroom house in the inner-city suburb of Mount Victoria, going for $550 a week.
That had 95 inquiries in the first 2 days. So the reality of that is only one of those tenants are going to be successful, and we've still got 94 others that are going to be going elsewhere to find something. So that really shows that there's massive demand for what's available on the market at the moment.
Mr. Clancy says migration and high house sale prices are driving shortages and pushing up rents.
So if you go back a few years, you could save a deposit quicker, go into your first home. Now that's a lot harder, so we're seeing tenants sit longer. As a result, there's less properties available on the market and tenants are waiting to find one.
Desperate house hunters are pushing further afield, with demand for rentals in Upper Hutt and Porirua up 21% and South Wairarapa rising a massive 80%. Nationwide, the number of inquiries for rentals was up 17% compared with the previous December, but supply has increased by just 4%. Renters United organiser Robert Whittaker argues rent increases should be tied more closely to inflation.
These rents aren't going up because the houses are becoming better quality or anything like that. It's completely connected to the demand and landlords taking advantage of that to put their rents up.
Mr. Whittaker says planned rental law changes, including limiting rent increases to once a year, banning rental bidding and ending no-cause evictions, will give tenants more security. But he says part of the problem in the main centres is the trend for one-year fixed-term tenancies and the dominance of property management companies.
Those companies are deliberately sort of organising their rent book basically to be able to push up rents every year when those tenancies expire. Everybody's looking at the same time in the same market.
Oxygen Rental Managers covers Greater Wellington and Hawke's Bay. Its general manager, Christian Casbolt, says it's a hectic time of year with lots of change among fixed-term tenancies, but that's unavoidable in a student town. He says rents can only go up so high because otherwise people won't be able to afford them.
Yes, a number of owners have called it something else perhaps, but having a social conscience around rent increases. So not everyone is looking to increase the rent to the higher quartiles of what the market, higher quartiles of the market are saying.
Mr. Casbolt says house hunters can help themselves by being clear about what they want, how much they can afford, getting their references in order and keeping appointments, which will endear them to busy property management companies and landlords. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.